Blackstone Audio Books presents Ending the War on Drugs, A Solution for America, by Dirk Chase Eldridge. Author's Preface. America's war on drugs is reminiscent of the Russian princess who sat weeping profusely at the death of the hero in a performance at the opera, while at the curb her waiting carriage driver froze to death in a Moscow ice storm. America's policymakers are deeply preoccupied with waging the war on drugs. As they pursue that effort, the destructive, albeit unintended, consequences continue to pile up like the icy snows of Moscow. Prohibition is the linchpin of our nation's drug policy. Prohibition has spawned, as it always does, a robust black market, which inevitably spins off many social pathologies and is a policy that can only fail because its objective, a drug-free America, is unrealistic and unattainable. When balanced on the societal scale, the dubious premise of somewhat fewer drug users under our present prohibitionist policies is far outweighed by the societal damage these policies cause. The United States has 5% of the world's population, but consumes 60% of its illicit drugs. The money generated to satisfy U.S. demand at economically unsupportable black market prices is the root cause of drug-related corruption of public servants, both at home and throughout our hemisphere. Our hard-won progress in race relations is threatened by the perception of many African Americans that the drug war is a racist plot. Our police, courts, and prisons are inundated by a flood of drug cases.